In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. As many of you who were baptized in Christ have clothed yourself in Christ. What is this weekend? What's coming up this weekend? A holiday in the American calendar. It's Halloween, where pumpkins glow and costumes parade through our neighborhoods, and we find ourselves surrounded by this playful spirit of Halloween, and children, they dress up. I think Nora's gonna be a zombie cheerleader. Where's Nora? And Nadek's gonna be some kind of bleeding ghost guy. Yeriskinana is going to be a witch, but a nice artsy witch. And I apparently am going to be Dr. Spock, the first officer aboard the USS Enterprise. Live long and prosper. What about you? Kids, what's your costume? Or adults? Anyone have interesting costume this year? Yes, Mikhail? Man, very good. Mark?
Ghost.
A ghost. Excellent. So Halloween is a time of great... Sevan, go ahead. Dog Man? Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. So Halloween is this great time of imagination. You actually step into someone else's shoes or paws or claws for a night. But today I want to talk about a costume that isn't just for one night. It's actually a costume we always wear. It's not silly and it's not spooky. It's sacred. And you got this costume at baptism. And wear it every day, and it never comes off. But first, let's talk about the power of a costume. It can be fun, but it can also be serious. Who wears a costume like a uniform? Like a doctor wears a uniform. Soldiers wear uniforms. Policemen wear uniforms. Priests wear uniforms, their collar and shirt. And these aren't just clothes, they carry responsibility, authority, and identity, right? So I have to be careful walking around in my normal priestly garb on Halloween because three times it's happened that someone says, I like your costume. But on regular days, people take how I dress up seriously. Many people come closer to me and they share personal things when they see how I'm dressed because they know that I'm committed to be close to God. And then some people stay further away from me because they know that I'm committed to God. So I wear a powerful costume, a uniform that reminds me and other people of the wonders of God. And I don't know if you know this, but so do you. You wear this uniform too, and it's not made of fabric, it's made of faith. Now, when you were first baptized, the first reading you ever heard in this church was, as many of you as were baptized in Christ have clothed yourself in Christ, put on the costume of Christ. And so I'm not just being poetic and symbolic when I say we wear costumes and uniforms. It's in the very first reading, the very first time you entered the church. And this means that Mikael, that Gigi, that Audrey, that everyone here has been baptized and invisibly and powerfully clothed in Christ, the fabric of our being and our faith. And these clothes, they're not just something you wear on the outside. They're something you also wear on the inside. You're not just supposed to dress up like Christ, but like all good costumes, when you wear them, you don't just dress up as Batman. You have to try to act like Batman. Right? You don't dress up like Dog Man. You sort of have to act like him and talk like him. Well, it's the same thing with Jesus. We're supposed to act like him, we're supposed to talk like him, and walk like him, not just on Sundays, but every day. So let's say we were dressing up as Jesus Christ. How would you act and how would you talk if you were dressing up like Jesus Christ? Anyone have any ideas? Nora? You'd be kind and nice to people. Very good. Anyone else? You hear a lot about the words you say in Bible, in Sunday school and in church. What kind of person was he? One thing you'd be was very humble. Jesus was a son of God, and yet he didn't brag or look down on other people. He lifted them up instead. So maybe you'd be humble. You'd probably be very faithful and trusting. If you have difficulties in your life, Jesus had the most difficulties, but he never, ever lost trust and faith in God, that God would deliver him from trouble into good times. And maybe you'd also be loving. Of course you'd be loving. We say that Jesus was the demonstration of love itself in action, a love that was for everyone, a love for people who weren't loved, a love that didn't even need love in return. It's just because that's the nature of God. So here's the beautiful mystery. This costume of Christ that we're wearing, it's not just for this world. In Psalm 104, it says that God wraps himself up in light as with a costume, a garment. So that's our future too. If we start wearing Christ now and talking like Christ and acting like Christ, we'll be clothed in light forever, we're told. This garment that stretches out like the heavens, a robe of glory, not woven by thread, but with love and humility and holiness. And so this Halloween, enjoy your dressing up, but also remember a deeper truth. And all of you adults who are dressing up too, not just as monsters or movie stars, but as Christ himself. And unlike Halloween, this costume, you don't take it off at bedtime. It stays with us. It transforms us. It prepares us for eternal life. And so let's wear it with joy, with reverence and love, giving glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and unto the ages of ages.